Life Audio.
Welcome to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. I'm Rachel, and this podcast is where you'll find the space to clear your head and calm your heart. I'm so glad you're here. Make yourself at home. Hey there, and welcome to the Untangling Life podcast. I'm Rachel, and I'm so glad you're here. Today, we are untangling the treacherous topic of how to pray through health stress. This is such a wide bucket of stress. It can come in all forms. There's cancer, rare diagnoses, all types of physical ailments, even down to just the simple headaches, stiffness, soreness, arthritis. And it can get more and more complicated as we age. But there are some moments in life that you never forget. You can recall exactly where you were sitting or the clothes you were wearing or perhaps even the smell in the air. You remember those details because the very next moment slammed into your heart like a freight train. I have a moment like that and I know exactly where I was. I remember it like it was yesterday, even though many, many years have passed. By 2001, I had spent 4 years trying to find a doctor who could really tell me what was wrong with my sweet girl, Taylor. Her emergency delivery and lack of oxygen at birth had resulted in a global label of developmentally delayed. Taylor was very beautiful and fun and energetic. She could sing like a little bird with perfect pitch, and she knew dozens and dozens of songs by heart. There were so many things to love about Taylor, her bouncy step and girly grin, her zany curiosity. But it took longer for her to reach certain developmental milestones, and the older she grew, the more my mama's heart felt less like something wasn't quite right and more like something is definitely wrong. My husband Matt worked night shift at the time, so after Taylor fell asleep, I sat alone in front of the computer reading and researching. Matt and I had taken Taylor to a specialist who had, for the first time in years, given me hope. This doctor spent 2 hours with us. Most of you know it's rare to get even 15 minutes with a doctor sometimes. And so firing off the questions at a rapid pace, she was intrigued with Taylor. And I felt mounds of relief because it seemed like surely she would get to the bottom of Taylor's delays. When her 4-page letter arrived in the mail earlier that day, I could hardly wait to open it. And once I landed on the last page and saw the list of 14 potential diagnoses the doctor wanted to rule out, I knew what I would be doing that evening. So I methodically Googled each of the 14 possibilities, longing to understand how to help my little girl. Yet nothing on the doctor's list seemed to mesh with Taylor until the very last description. Upon reading the details about mucopolysaccharidosis, I connected the dots of Taylor's life from infancy to preschool. Every line in the description matched another trait of my little girl, and the tears slid down my cheeks. The future I had always dreamed of vanished in a split second. By the time I reached the words, "As the disease progresses, there is widespread damage throughout the body, including the heart, bones, joints, respiratory system, and central nervous system, resulting in an average lifespan of 10 to 15 years." My tears blurred out the remaining words on the screen. I wiped my eyes and kept reading. There is no cure or treatment. Needless to say, I know just a little bit about praying through health stresses. 4 more months passed at that time before those test results finally confirmed what I had learned that night. Before the diagnosis, I held out hope that everything would be okay once we figured out what was wrong. I thought if we put a label on Taylor's disease, then we would be able to make progress toward healing. But God had a different plan for Taylor's life and for our lives. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, then I'm sharing with you that our precious Taylor passed away and left our home for heaven on January 2nd, 2019. Maybe you're listening to this podcast because you've been there. Your news arrived via phone call or in a doctor's office, or maybe the diagnosis wasn't terminal, but it rocked your world nonetheless. That's what happens when you or a loved one or friend receives a life-defining label. The diagnosis and all its implications sink into your heart and mind, and this leaves you feeling devastated and devoid of the hope that you held on to until the moment the diagnosis was revealed. If it wasn't for that moment in front of the computer all those years ago, I might be tempted to insert encouraging words here. But I wish I could sit beside you right now and give you the permission to ache openly and freely. Let me whisper to your heart, God carried Taylor and our family all of those years, so I know that He can carry you too. Now, what does that mean for us today?
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
A diagnosis doesn't define our joy. Joy can defy any diagnosis. But sometimes we've got to hold on to hope, that same hope that existed before we had a label. We have to hold on to that hope and transfer our hope from the answer that we wish we had to the one who knows all the answers. God wants to give us so much more than just the answer to our prayers. He wants to give us Himself. And that is why we are going to talk for a few minutes here about how to pray through health stresses. I believe there are three things that we can do when we are attacked by the enemy with these diagnoses that God never intended us to have. We first have to resist the temptation to step away from God. I like to say that people sometimes stiff-arm God. They push Him away and hold Him there just far enough to where they don't have to really associate with Him or talk to Him, but keep Him close enough to where if they really need Him, they can run to Him. I think this is well described in Matthew 13:15-16. It says, "For this people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear." And so I just want to encourage you, resist that temptation to step away from God. Keep your eyes wide open, peeled wide open to what He wants to do, because He's going to show you incredible things when you keep them open and keep your ears listening. I was talking to my sister the other day, and she said that so many times she would pull up in front of the doctor's office with her daughter when they were going through some trials, and right when they got there, the song would come on the radio that would promise that they were going to know everything would be well because their father is in control. And so I just encourage you, that little moment there was, it was available to her. Her ears were open to hear what God wanted to do. And so many times we're tempted just to step away from God where we can't hear Him, we can't see Him, and we stiff-arm Him and keep Him at a distance. So resist that temptation as much as possible. And then rest in this season. When you're trying to pray through these health stresses, it can be very challenging to find rest. Sometimes pain interferes with rest. Sometimes the struggle of trying to maintain work or maintain your home, all of those things can add to the stress of health challenges. And so I would encourage you to remember Ecclesiastes 3:1-3. For everything there is a season, a time for every matter under heaven, time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. If you are in a stressful season with your health, regardless of the issue, whether pain or infection or whatever it may be, I want to encourage you to allow yourself time to heal. And I am the worst with this. You can ask my husband. I am a horrible patient. I want to hop up as soon as I have the slightest bit of energy. And so let me just encourage you to rest in this season. Embrace the season that God has given you at this time and allow your body to heal. And then after resisting the temptation to step away from God and after figuring out how to rest in this season, bring all of the good stuff to your couch or to your bed and rest in this season, then lastly, reach toward God. And maybe this should have been the first point because when we're desperate, we really need to just ask Him for help. Today in the Restore Me Bible reading plan, we were reading Psalm 107, and it's a deep dive into that entire psalm. But over and over again, we read the passage, "Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He brought them out of their distress." That's verse 6. Then verse 13, "Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He brought them out of their distress." Verse 13. And then verse 19, "Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He brought them out of their distress." And verse 28, "Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He brought them out of their distress." There's no need to wait to turn to God in prayer. Amen. We can just turn to Him in our trouble. And so in this health stress, I want you to remember to resist, to rest, and to reach toward God. Psalm 71:19 and 20 says, "Your righteousness, O God, reaches the high heavens. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you? You who have made me see many troubles and calamities will revive me again. From the depths of the earth, you will bring me up again." I wanted to leave you with just a few practical ways you can pray over your health. My friend Sharon Janes was on the podcast last fall, and if you missed that episode, you'll want to go back and listen to it for sure. She went through an in-depth process of how we can pray for our children from head to toe, and she has her entire book based on that. So I would encourage you to adapt this to whoever is having the health struggle within your home, within your neighborhood, yourself, for you. You can pray for yourself from head to toe. And I actually do this often in bed at night if I'm having trouble going to sleep at night. I will ask the Lord to just relax my body, and I'll start at the toes and work my way up to my mind and just ask God to bless each body part. Describe the problem in your prayer. You know, assigning words and descriptions to our symptoms is so important. Most of you have probably heard of using a pain scale to describe your pain between 1 and 10. And so I would encourage you to tell God your pain scale. Tell Him, "Lord, my pain is a 10 out of 10. I need you." And then I want to remind all of you that there are moments where you just simply have to get help and you want to call the doctor and seek medical advice. Praying is not a substitute for getting the essential help that you need. So make sure you're using the resources and tools that God has given you to make wise health decisions. In times of health stress, you'll want to use the verses I talked about today to guide your prayers and help you find that strength and that rest and that healing that you need through talking with your Heavenly Father and building a deep and trusting connection with Him. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope this episode has been a source of comfort and inspiration in helping you relieve your health stress through prayer. As a way of saying thank you to listening to the podcast, I want to invite you to enjoy a free gift, 10 prayers to clear your head and calm your heart in the chaos of life. This beautiful ebook of 10 prayers is my gift to you, and you'll find the link to it in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening in today, and until next time, God sees you and knows your need. Thank you for listening to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, be sure to subscribe. For show notes and free resources, visit rachelwojo.com. See you again soon.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed? Maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.